Unit 6. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension. Task 1.
Now listen to a news item and answer question 1. Governments around the world are offering to help Burma deal with the effects of the deadly cyclone Saturday. The United States, China, and European Union have all promised money and emergency supplies. India has sent 2 Navy ships with food, medicine, and other supplies. The first airplane carrying foreign aid arrived in Rangoon Tuesday from Thailand. Burmese officials now say the cyclone killed more than 22,000 people. About 41,000 people are reported missing. That number is expected to rise. The storm left hundreds of thousands of people without shelter. Many people are without food and drinking water. Now listen to the item again and answer question 2. Governments around the world are offering to help Burma deal with the effects of the deadly cyclone Saturday. The United States, China, and European Union have all promised money and emergency supplies. India has sent 2 Navy ships with food, medicine, and other supplies. The first airplane carrying foreign aid arrived in Rangoon Tuesday from Thailand. Burmese officials now say the cyclone killed more than 22,000 people. About 41,000 people are reported missing. That number is expected to rise. The storm left hundreds of thousands of people without shelter. Many people are without food and drinking water. Now listen to the item again and answer question 3. Governments around the world are offering to help Burma deal with the effects of the deadly cyclone Saturday. The United States, China, and European Union have all promised money and emergency supplies. India has sent 2 Navy ships with food, medicine, and other supplies. The first airplane carrying foreign aid arrived in Rangoon Tuesday from Thailand. Burmese officials now say the cyclone killed more than 22,000 people. About 41,000 people are reported missing. That number is expected to rise. The storm left hundreds of thousands of people without shelter. Many people are without food and drinking water. Task 2.
Now listen to a news item and answer question 4. A suicide bomb attack in Pakistan has killed at least 3 people. Police officials say a man on a bicycle exploded his bomb after being stopped by police at a security position in the northwestern town of Banu. A policeman was among the dead. The attack is the second since Pakistan's new coalition government began talks with militants led by Baitullah Mesud. He is accused of plotting the murder of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Baitullah Mesud has been linked to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. He declared a ceasefire during the talks. He has since said no peace agreement is possible until Pakistani troops withdraw from tribal areas near the Afghan border. Now listen to the item again and answer question 5. A suicide bomb attack in Pakistan has killed at least 3 people. Police officials say a man on a bicycle exploded his bomb after being stopped by police at a security position in the northwestern town of Banu. A policeman was among the dead. The attack is the second since Pakistan's new coalition government began talks with militants led by Baitullah Mesud. He is accused of plotting the murder of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Baitullah Mesud has been linked to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. He declared a ceasefire during the talks. He has since said no peace agreement is possible until Pakistani troops withdraw from tribal areas near the Afghan border. Now listen to the item again and answer question 6. A suicide bomb attack in Pakistan has killed at least 3 people. Police officials say a man on a bicycle exploded his bomb after being stopped by police at a security position in the northwestern town of Banu. A policeman was among the dead. The attack is the second since Pakistan's new coalition government began talks with militants led by Baitullah Mesud. He is accused of plotting the murder of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Baitullah Mesud has been linked to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. He declared a ceasefire during the talks. He has since said no peace agreement is possible until Pakistani troops withdraw from tribal areas near the Afghan border. Task 3.
Now listen to a news item and answer question 7. Russian and United States officials have signed a civilian nuclear agreement. American Ambassador William Burns and Russia's top nuclear officials signed the agreement Tuesday in Moscow. The signing came on the last day of the term of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The agreement will permit businesses from Russia and the United States to expand nuclear trade between their countries. Both the United States Congress and the Russian Parliament must approve the agreement. Nuclear cooperation between the two countries has slowed in recent years because of disagreements over Iran's nuclear program. Now listen to the item again and answer question 8. Russian and United States officials have signed a civilian nuclear agreement. American Ambassador William Burns and Russia's top nuclear officials signed the agreement Tuesday in Moscow. The signing came on the last day of the term of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The agreement will permit businesses from Russia and the United States to expand nuclear trade between their countries. Both the United States Congress and the Russian Parliament must approve the agreement. Nuclear cooperation between the two countries has slowed in recent years because of disagreements over Iran's nuclear program. Now listen to the item again and answer question 9. Russian and United States officials have signed a civilian nuclear agreement. American Ambassador William Burns and Russia's top nuclear officials signed the agreement Tuesday in Moscow. The signing came on the last day of the term of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The agreement will permit businesses from Russia and the United States to expand nuclear trade between their countries. Both the United States Congress and the Russian Parliament must approve the agreement. Nuclear cooperation between the two countries has slowed in recent years because of disagreements over Iran's nuclear program. Task 4.
Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12. A question from Taiwan. Cheng Li wants to know why his face turns red when he drinks alcohol. This effect, called facial flushing, is a common reaction to alcohol among East Asians. It affects an estimated 36% of Japanese, Chinese, and Koreans. The reaction is also known as Asian flush or Asian glow. For many, even a small amount of alcohol can cause unpleasant effects. Most commonly, their face, neck, and sometimes their whole body turns red. People might also feel lightheaded and sick to their stomach. They might experience a burning sensation, increased heart rate, shortness of breath, and headaches. The cause is a genetic difference called an ALDH2 deficiency that they are born with. It prevents their bodies from processing alcohol the way other people do. But the effects might be more serious than just a red face. Researchers warn of a link between this condition and an increased risk of cancer of the esophagus from drinking alcohol. A new report appeared in March in the journal PLOS Medicine, published by the Public Library of Science. The more alcohol that people with this deficiency drink, the greater their risk. In Japan and South Korea, for example, many people have the deficiency but still drink heavily. Research has found that these drinkers develop a form of esophageal cancer 6 to 10 times more often than those without the deficiency. Esophageal cancer is one of the deadliest cancers. It can be treated when found early, but once it grows, the chances of survival drop sharply. The researchers estimate that at least 540 million people have the deficiency, about 8% of the world. Philip Brooks is a researcher at the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism in the United States. He says it is important to educate people about the link between the alcohol flushing effect and esophageal cancer. He says doctors should ask East Asian patients about their experiences with facial flushing after drinking alcohol. Those with a history of it should be advised to limit their alcohol use. They should also be warned that cigarette smoking works with the alcohol in a way that further increases the risk of esophageal cancer. A question from Taiwan. Cheng Li wants to know why his face turns red when he drinks alcohol. This effect, called facial flushing, is a common reaction to alcohol among East Asians. It affects an estimated 36% of Japanese, Chinese, and Koreans. The reaction is also known as Asian flush or Asian glow. For many, even a small amount of alcohol can cause unpleasant effects. Most commonly, their face, neck, and sometimes their whole body turns red. People might also feel lightheaded and sick to their stomach. They might experience a burning sensation, increased heart rate, shortness of breath, and headaches. The cause is a genetic difference called an ALDH2 deficiency that they are born with. It prevents their bodies from processing alcohol the way other people do. But the effects might be more serious than just a red face. Researchers warn of a link between this condition and an increased risk of cancer of the esophagus from drinking alcohol. A new report appeared in March in the journal PLOS Medicine, published by the Public Library of Science. The more alcohol that people with this deficiency drink, the greater their risk. In Japan and South Korea, for example, many people have the deficiency but still drink heavily. Research has found that these drinkers develop a form of esophageal cancer 6 to 10 times more often than those without the deficiency. Esophageal cancer is one of the deadliest cancers. It can be treated when found early, but once it grows, the chances of survival drop sharply. The researchers estimate that at least 540 million people have the deficiency, about 8% of the world. Philip Brooks is a researcher at the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism in the United States. He says it is important to educate people about the link between the alcohol flushing effect and esophageal cancer. He says doctors should ask East Asian patients about their experiences with facial flushing after drinking alcohol. Those with a history of it should be advised to limit their alcohol use. They should also be warned that cigarette smoking works with the alcohol in a way that further increases the risk of esophageal cancer. Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks. Task 1. Listening and dictation.
Healthcare reform was a big subject this week at the White House. President Obama held a series of meetings, including with Democratic leaders from the House of Representatives. Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised to bring legislation to the full House by the end of July. The Senate must also act. The president wants to sign a bill into law by the end of the year. On Monday, he got support from leaders of six groups in the healthcare industry. These represent doctors, hospitals, insurance companies, medical suppliers, union members, and others. They promised to do their part to cut the growth rate in health spending by 1.5 percentage points a year. The savings over 10 years could amount to $2 trillion. Many industry leaders opposed reform efforts in the past, but health spending has rocketed over the past generation to about 17% of the economy. President Obama says Americans spend more than any other nation, yet the system is broken. The main way that the federal government pays for health care is by insuring older people through the Medicare program. But health costs are increasing at an average of about 6% a year, far ahead of inflation. And a new report this week showed that the recession is also affecting Medicare. The program may no longer be able to pay all its hospital bills by 2017. That is 2 years earlier than last year's prediction. Another report showed that the Social Security Trust Fund is expected to be out of money by 2037. That is 4 years earlier than predicted last year. Loss of the trust fund could reduce payments to future retirees. The last major effort to reform health care failed in the early 90s. During last year's campaign, Barack Obama offered ways to control health costs and expand coverage to all Americans. Almost 46 million have no health insurance at all. Unlike Bill Clinton, the new president has left the details of forming a plan to Congress. But lawmakers have yet to find common ground on how to pay for it. Republicans say the idea for a new public health plan to cover millions of the uninsured would hurt the private health care market, and they say it would only increase budget deficits that are already high. But the president says health care costs have put the federal budget on a disastrous path. Health care reform was a big subject this week at the White House. President Obama held a series of meetings, including with Democratic leaders from the House of Representatives. Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised to bring legislation to the full House by the end of July. The Senate must also act. The president wants to sign a bill into law by the end of the year. On Monday, he got support from leaders of six groups in the healthcare industry. These represent doctors, hospitals, insurance companies, medical suppliers, union members, and others. They promised to do their part to cut the growth rate in health spending by 1.5 percentage points a year. The savings over 10 years could amount to $2 trillion. Many industry leaders opposed reform efforts in the past. But health spending has rocketed over the past generation to about 17% of the economy. President Obama says Americans spend more than any other nation, yet the system is broken. The main way that the federal government pays for health care is by insuring older people through the Medicare program. But health costs are increasing at an average of about 6% a year, far ahead of inflation. And a new report this week showed that the recession is also affecting Medicare. The program may no longer be able to pay all its hospital bills by 2017. That is 2 years earlier than last year's prediction. Another report showed that the Social Security Trust Fund is expected to be out of money by 2037. That is 4 years earlier than predicted last year. Loss of the trust fund could reduce payments to future retirees. The last major effort to reform health care failed in the early 90s. During last year's campaign, Barack Obama offered ways to control health costs and expand coverage to all Americans. almost 46 million have no health insurance at all. Unlike Bill Clinton, the new president has left the details of forming a plan to Congress. But lawmakers have yet to find common ground on how to pay for it. Republicans say the idea for a new public health plan to cover millions of the uninsured would hurt the private health care market, and they say it would only increase budget deficits that are already high. But the president says health care costs have put the federal budget on a disastrous path.